And these instructionals, though, here's the big question. How come people aren't seeing these instructionals and then utilizing your system? And then why don't we see like a bunch of clones of the Donaher Death Squad out there?
You see them in the up-and-coming generations. The guys who are already established are too arrogant to watch them. And it's just like I talk about, like most people get to a certain level, usually it's black belt, and then they coast with that level of technique and they don't really get any better. So if you go to like ADCC Worlds, you see your typical 2010 jiu-jitsu. If you go to ADCC Trials with all the up-and-coming guys, you see pretty much just a mimic of what our game is. Everyone uses ashigaramis into leg locks. People are trapping arms from the back. So you see a lot of the younger generations and the new school guys trying to do what we do, but the old school guys, the guys who I'm competing against currently, won't even bother. They're too lazy to watch an 11-hour instructional on back attacks, and they just were like, you know what, fuck this guy. I'm going to do the same shit I've been doing for the last, you know, 25 years.
How long do you think they can last doing that, though? It seems like with the new guys coming up, you do see these more complex games. You do see these more diverse games.
Well, you see a general pattern in jiu-jitsu. You see a guy get to a certain level. He wins a few competitions or a few big competitions. Then he coasts on the technique he has, and the only progression that he makes from the age of 25, where he wins his first ADCC, to the age of 35, is everyone just takes more steroids. So they just get bigger and stronger, and then they just coast on the same technique they have. And then by the time they're 35 to 40, they peak physically, and then after that, they kind of degenerate, and then that's the end of the career. So I mean, what we're focused on is progression, is rapid progression over a small amount of time, so that by the time I'm myself at 35, I won't even be competitive with myself now. Like, whereas most guys, a 25-year-old competitor versus a 35-year-old competitor, they're relatively the same in technique, but the 35-year-old guy has just 10 more years of juice, and he's just a little bit bigger and stronger, so he's going to win the match.